What do I know? Well, I know enough to know that I know very little. I think we all know very little, a tiny speck of what there really is to know. We've been blinkered for so long by the illusion, being captive in a false reality, a reality we have believed to be real. That illusion, the false reality, is fading, slipping away, and it's revealing the true reality that exists. And values are shifting. Our dependence on a dysfunctional system is being questioned. And as a result, many people now see an alternative, and they're searching for a better way. This better way is there for us all. It's our birthright. It's not governed by anyone. It exists beyond and outside the confines of any system. It's free, self-governing, and it's harmonious. It respects the spirit of man, the spirit of the earth, and the spirit of the heavens. All are linked together without any separation, and they exist together as one. What don't I know? I don't know why we've been blinkered and why we've been captive for so long. And I don't know why we've allowed so many atrocities to continue, wars, famines, vivisection, etc. And I don't know why we've abused our planet, abused each other, and abused our own true selves. What world would I like to know? The world I'd like to know is the one I can see clearly in my mind. It's a new world, a new reality. It's pure, simple, uncomplicated, and it's without hierarchy, dogma, or religion. It's a place where love has taken the place of fear. Greed doesn't exist. Rewards come from simplicity. People share, no one goes in need, and nothing is wasted. It's a world where nature has reclaimed her rightful place, and her sensitive balance has been restored. People are self-reliant, they produce their own food, and in the process they add to the land, they nourish it, in return for nourishment. The fertile earth shares her fertility and she shares her wisdom. In this world, man listens to the wisdom of nature and recognizes that this is also the true nature of himself. The creative side of man emerges fully and becomes a clear channel for the universal creative mind. People express their individuality as creative beings. Expanded awareness and an increased sensitivity become the norm. This world survives. How do I impart my knowledge through my writing? Well, I write simply, without a preset framework and without expectation. Sometimes I can recognize my thoughts, experiences, and my knowledge in my writing. Other times the words I write and the wisdom they contain seem to come from outside of me. To me, these are the precious words. They're crystal clear, and they contain a special element of truth. And it's the element that we all share.